Good morning. All of the rain from yesterday has pushed out to the south and east, and areas of fog developed overnight. So variable visibility this morning for most of interior New York and New England, with some places the visibility going down below a mile. So this could impact the morning drive in spots. Leave plenty of room between you and the car in front of you, as the visibility may be reduced in a short distance. Otherwise, we'll see a fair amount of sunshine today as a cold front presses toward the coast. High pressure will tend to build in and dry things out. Some clouds will mix in from time to time, but it will still be warm with comfortable humidity, and highs will be in the upper 70s to around 80 on average. With that high pressure dominating the weather picture tonight, skies will be partly cloudy and will dip back into the middle and upper 50s. A low pressure wave riding down the Ohio Valley will hit the Jersey coast late tonight and work its way east of Cape Cod tomorrow. On this track, clouds and showers will be likely south of I-84 and closer to the New York and New England coast. North of 84, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds up to about I-90, but dry weather tomorrow. And then north of I-90, skies will be mostly sunny. Where we see more of that sunshine, temperatures will be in the middle to upper 70s, while holding in the middle 70s where we see the clouds and showers. We'll also have a northerly breeze tomorrow, and that will keep the humidity down across the region. High pressure will dominate the entire area on Sunday, and we'll all go back to mostly sunny skies, and the humidity stays in check with highs near 80. Gradually, the humidity will creep back in early next week, and by midweek, we'll introduce the chance of a couple of thunderstorms, especially on Wednesday and Thursday, as highs push up into the middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Ohio and Tennessee valleys eastward to the mid-Atlantic coast. An upper-level trough will move southeastward across the lower Great Lakes and Ohio Valley today as a cold front advances southeastward into the southern and central Appalachians. Ahead of the trough, dew points will be in the upper 60s to lower 70s, and this should result in a corridor of moderate instability across the Tennessee area into Kentucky, with scattered convection increasing in coverage during the day. With shear in the 25 to 35 knot range, a marginal wind damage threat with short line segments is likely. Also, with thunderstorms training over the same locations, a flash flood risk will be up in these areas into the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 45 degrees with a northwest wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 43 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 1 mile visibility and fog, 60 degrees with a dew point of 59, 96% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.88 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny, lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 72 degrees, the low 63. The average temperature, 68, that's 4 degrees below normal. 31 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, for the month now 4.01 inches, which is 42 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 28.04 inches for the year, which is now 5.88 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 99, set in 1929, and the record low, 44, in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 5:43 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:20 p.m., 14 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers, especially closer to the coast, with lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, pleasant, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine north of I-90, more clouds to the south with a good chance of showers toward the coast. A northerly breeze with low humidity, mid-70s. Mostly sunny, near 80 on Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds warmer on Monday, lower 80s. An isolated thunderstorm Tuesday in the mid-80s. And scattered showers and thunderstorms more likely on Wednesday and Thursday. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy and highs in the mid-80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.